Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Delmarte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. As I read Sunday's Time Standard coverage of the horrible shootings at Aurora, Colorado, I was dismayed to see the editorial cartoons showing the NRA, or National Rifle Association, as a death figure, hooded in black with a huge scythe, gloating over the count of dead and wounded. I used to belong to the NRA, but for a while money was tight and I had to drop my membership, although I still support their principles, as well as Ducks Unlimited, though I can no longer hunt. The NRA, like any large organization, has members of many schools of thought. The general principle of the NRA is a safe, legal handling of guns. Guns are like cars, in the sense that there are hundreds, if not more, models and styles of them. Most of us use our guns for hunting or target shooting and use standard weapons. However, just like some folks want a Mercedes instead of a Kia, many folks like exotic weapons for whatever reason. The NRA, again, is a proponent of legal, responsible gun ownership with nationwide programs of gun safety for beginning hunters or shooters, and we, as members, are extremely dismayed by situations where guns are used in illegal or irresponsible ways. The NRA has had a number of prominent actors or other public figures as spokespersons. The rocker Ted Nugent is a more outspoken one. Charlton Heston was one. But to my way of thinking, not a good representative, as he talked around stuff like a politician. Tom Selleck was a guest on Rosie O'Donnell's TV show once, and she ambushed him on the gun issue. He handled it so well, I was proud of him. I've had no use for Rosie ever since. By the way, Rosie, who was so opposed to guns, had bodyguards who were armed. There was a news reporter named Jack Anderson who was sort of a rabble-rouser and always harping on guns. No one should have them, was his mantra. He got into some kind of trouble with the law, and when they searched his house, guess what they found? An illegal weapon, unregistered. Our present Attorney General, Mr. Holder, is of the opinion that no one has the right to own guns. His other questionable acts make me think he ain't all there. Speaking of government politics, Phil Arnott's comment about how many presidential orders President Obama has signed scares me. Another senator or congressperson attacked a lady who happened to be Muslim and in a high government position. Even John McCain came to the accused's defense, crossing party lines. As I've said before, our government is getting too big, and one hand doesn't know what the other is doing, or, if they do, they don't do anything to make it right. As I listen to and read about the two presidential candidates, I keep wondering, out of the millions of people in this country, this great country of ours, is this the best we can do? Obama is a control freak and Romney is secretive about his finances and tax records. Can't say that I like either one of them. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.